Okay, so we're in Sifra Reish Mem Daled. We did Sifra Aleph. We're looking at the Mishnah Berurah. We're holding in Sifra Katan Ches. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch was if the Malacha was in the Medina or Teichat Tchum. So Medina is a very, our mind pictures out way out in the countryside. He says no. Hainu B'Secha Ir Shikari Medina Lefamim. Sometimes the word Medina is referring to the city. It's interesting. The Rambam does use it like that. The Rambam actually learns the language of a Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Talks about Bimedina. He understands means referring to the city, or it's Masechet Chum. So within the Tchum, people sometimes go out. You know, they go even though on Shabbos they say they stay in the city, but they might travel out towards the edge of the Tchum. So in that situation, you cannot allow the goy to do the malacha on Shabbos because of the marasayin issue. Isa b'sefer chasidim semen shemem ches. So now he's going to say a midas chasidus. So there is a ma'aseh b'adam echad shesachar ena yehudi libnus beisoy b'kablonus. So the Jew hired the non-Jew to build the house b'kablonus. V'ha'yah ena yehudi b'ayne b'shabbos. The non-Jew was building on Shabbos. The people had complaints against the Jew that he was allowing this non-Jew to work for him on Shabbos. And the Jew ignored that issue. So the Sefer Chassidim says, within a short period of time, he lost ownership of the property. So, I guess the message is don't start up. Okay. Then the Ramah adds, even if he's living amongst non-Jews, so there's only non-Jews around, and there's no Maris Ayin on this issue with the non-Jews. Still it's a problem, like the Mishnah Berurah said before, even though it's only a few individuals, it's the if there be a guest or has been a bias, they don't necessarily know all the details. Yud Aleph Imdor. He lives beyond the tchum of the city. And there's no other city within where he lives. There's no other city within that tchum. So nobody can reach him on Shabbos. So filahochi is aser. It's still aser to have, again, and we're doing it in a situation where the goy is doing it really halachically appropriately. The only problem is the marasayan. We have to be concerned about the case there be guests who might come be with him and they see it's happening and they're not going to understand why he's doing that and they're going to misinterpret it. Okay. So we're going to see later on there are scenarios where when the item is beyond the tchum, we say it's, everything is okay. That's a scenario where the person is in the city, but the malacha is out there. So there's not a, even though it's karka, and karka is something which we assume it's always before someone belongs to him. There's no reason that anybody should be there. But over here, he's there. That itself generates a reason why people should be there, because people might come to be with him. So his presence there makes it worse.
Outside of the
Tchum. And there's no other city within the Tchum. Yudbeis. We got Enoch Iracheris. But who are then? Kishador Sham Enoch Eze Yehudi Besuch Tchum Shamaloch Gam Kenoser Vitzaba and Yehudi Kadam Shabbos Shal Yasa Beshabbos. Now, even if there's no city there, but if he knows that there's another Jew who also lives out within the Tchum of where the Malach is taking place in the boondocks. So that's also problematic. But if there's nobody else out there, there's the malachas chus tchum, and there's no city within the tchum, and he's not living out there, so then it's mut. So lekem shu marasayin. Now there's no marasayin. Ve'en yehudi ki katarach b'didei katarach. Really, the goy is working for himself. He's working as a kablon. The only problem is the Marasayan, but there's no Jew who could be there. And he's not, and the Jew who's the owner is not there either. So there's nothing bringing anybody out there, so then it's permitted. I'm sorry. When we
said he doesn't live out there, he refers to the goy or to the Jew who
the Jew.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The Oscar Lisker any Yehudi bekablonus lefanus zivloi mechotzer. So if you want to have a garbage removal company, remove the zevel from the chotzer. So you can't have the goy do that, even though you're hiring him bekablonus, because there's a marasayan issue. Because it could be that the worker is just working for you as a hired worker, as opposed to a cobbler. And people will not know. The malacha you're dealing with over here is, by doing so, he's cleaning out the chotzer, he's making the chotzer usable. That's a tikkun in the chotzer, and that's a form of malachas mechuber. So it has the assumption that it's something which should be known, that it's his chotzer. They see the guard working there, smoothing out gumois, etc., everything which comes with the process of removing the garbage. And you were going to have a marasayan issue. Okay. V'yesh mekam shenogim leheter l'sochre likach azebo mirachoyv av she'oisebo b'shabbos. Some places allow the non-Jew to do the work, take it from the streets. Kosam Magen Avram the Tamam, there, the Magen Avram says that the reasoning behind these people which are makel is the Bishal Rabim Lekha Khashada. There's no one individual you can point on as doing something improper. And we assume that the people in general are going to arrange it in a way which is appropriate. There's no Khashad of any individual that we can say, Ay Vey, he hired the worker in the wrong way. Now, Abasiriyoim, Shitadasa, that's all in a case where you hired them as a Kabbalah. And all the problem is Marasayan. So there's no Khashad when it's a Rabbim. But if you hire him as a day worker, so then it's Mikra, then it's also he's working for the Jews, and that's going to be a problem.
What?
I'm not sure what you're asking. You hired the goy to remove from the Rechoiv. Okay. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Was the Mishur Bura, but the Achronim, the later, before Shulchan Aruch, he sigu al Talmud. They don't like his answer. This idea, the fact that the Rabbim is better than the Yochid, they don't like that answer. And the Magen Avraham himself says, I'm just explaining to you why people do it, but I will not tell you to do that. There's a new problem of Achil Hashem. That, you know, the Jews, you know, keep this holy day, but they don't mind, you know, hiring the workers, etc. Even if he'll argue that there's no chashad involved over here, so theoretically, having a goy working, building the shul, the kablonis should be mutter. Why? We'll see in a second. Well, you know, because they're kablonis, so it's not ikra din. The only part is marasayan, and it's a sharabim. It's no one individual who's involved in it. It's the tzibur is hiring this fellow to work for them. So everything should be wonderful. So you shouldn't do it. The Rambam says not to do it. Why not? So on Sundays, they don't allow any work to be done. Now they have their blue laws, and nothing can be done on Sundays. So here, right, and then the goy sees that the Jews do allow work on their Sabbath. So he says, "Ika chil Hashem." The Magen Avraham says, "There's a chil Hashem imin aniach anato lasses b'yom Shabbos v'yamta." Okay. So the Magen Avraham specifically applies that to building of a shul. Right, that you know, the guy says, you know, we wouldn't allow anything, and you're building your shul on Shabbos. Because welcome, cost to come across him. The imi yesh chashash If we're concerned that we don't continue doing work, that we're going to lose the actual building of the shul, if it's not built by a certain point in time, they're afraid that the government will rescind their permission, etc., something of that sort. In a case where it's kablanos, then it's mutl. The only problem is the marasai, and since it belongs to rabim, we have an argument that it's permitted. So if that's true, we'll rely on that argument. And we should make sure that we publicize that it's being done by kablanos, so people will not be confused to how we're doing this.
So what I'm to the Kalashim concern? How does this override a concern of Kalashim?
How does it override the Kiddush Hashem? I guess the concern of not having the shul will override that.
Really?
It's not an aveira Kiddush Hashem. It's not an aveira issue. Right. It's talking about the perception. Perceptions are perceptions. You know, okay. So the Goyim will think that, you know, they'll think bad about the Jews. Okay, but the Maaseh, we got a shul.
That's not about the shul Hashem.
It's yeah. Okay. Sif Beit. So now, we came along and we said that actions which are done, which are mechubar l'karka, the nature of things which are mechubar l'karka makes it that it becomes a type of a thing which is public. What about something which is the preliminary steps for the process of building something which is mechubar l'karka? So litzul ho'avonim v'lisakan akaris. They're going to be hewing the stones to the right shape. They're preparing the beams. So since it's for the purpose of mechubar, it also gets the status of mechubar, and therefore even if you're doing it by the goy, the goy is doing it in his property, it's part of Tzarcha Mechubar, it's publicly known that it's for the Jews. Even though you're doing it with a couple on this, the people will, there's a marasayin because they know it's being done for the Jew, and they do not know that the goy is working as a kablan. There's a concern that the people will think the goy is being working as a steryon. So therefore you can't do it. Vim also kain, and if the Jew did make this arrangement, and the goy did do this on Shabbos, so yishakim bebinyan, you should not use them. Comes the Rambam. The Rambam says like this: b'yesharim, hagav b'yesharim, the im enam aforsim shahusha yisrael. If, however, there's some say that this is different than the actual karka. If it's not actually known, No, I'm sorry. This Yesh Arim says that we don't deal with karka different than we deal with the non-karka. And therefore, if the scenario was that it was, if it's on the Jew's property, it's on the Jew's property. If it's not on the Jew's property, it's by the goy. So there's no, if it's not known that it below, that the work is for the Jew, so surely it's going to be permitted. It's going to be permitted. Okay. Mishavuris of Katan Yudal, Lipsil Hovanim. However, the Mishabur says like this: "V'dafka kishavonim v'karas heim shayisra." This is talking about a case where the stones and the beams already belong to the Jew. But the son of the uman and yuri l'satzom l'saknam, he gave it to the non-Jewish worker to prepare them to be used, you know, to smooth them down, etc. Of a man yehudi m'sases avonim shaloi u'masak and the kara shaloi. It's the goy's stones. It's the goy's beams. She still also imoy kibbalas alakol. So the Jew hired him as a contractor, and the goy is now taking his items and, you know, putting them preparing them to put into the binyan. So these stones don't have to be the ones which are used for the building. He could decide to keep those for a different job and use and get other stones. Even though he's doing it for the Jew, but if it's not on the Jew's property, Mutter, Shazelo Adayan Nikra Adayan Melechus Yisrael. Kekosa Dagar Movob. So Dagar Movob says, these stones are the Goy stones. So like, if they belong to the Goy is working on his stones, even though he's working doing it for the Yisrael, but people don't perceive it that he's doing, it's in general, the normal way when I hire somebody to work on his own item, it's not a skiryon. So the stones belong to the Goy, and I'm asking him to prepare stones to put into my binyan. But it's own stones, so he's not working for me, it's his own stones. So the more logical understanding is that he's working for himself with intent to then give them to me. Okay. Karkidim of Chibos Radvaz, Chelik Sheshishim, and Vob Achim, Sime Shamdim, Hoya, and Yehudi, Misasso, Summa Shabbos, Summa Labinion. But if the Goy is doing this work right next to the property, and the property is known to be belonging to the Jew, so then the people will assume that maybe the Goy is working with the Jews' materials for the Jews' building. And that's already a Maris Ayin issue. Okay. So the Mechaber said that preparing these stones, which belong to the Jew, in the Goy's property, because, but since it's for Mechubar, we have the issue, it's publicly known, and there's a Maris Ayin issue. The Tzarech Mechubar who? Kedashakam Bebinyan, they're going to be put into the building. Ken Chashuvu, Ken Mechubar, it didn't like it's attached. Tzarech Limchus Beyoda, Imhu Besechat Chum, Afil Oysa Rachuk Mebinyan. Therefore, not only can you not ask have the Goy do it, but if you see him doing it, you are actually mechuyev to tell him to stop. unless the goy's house, where he's doing the work, is beyond the tchum. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, furthermore, if the goy did it, so we're going to talk about this later on. And about the Bidiyevid status in the next sif. Okay? What exactly is the halachic status? That's the sif gimel, is really the halachic status in the Bidiyevid about using these items. Come to Ramah, Ramah says some disagree with this whole thing. If it's not mafursim, that it belongs to the Jew, it's mutter. So what is he going back on? He's going back on the case we just mentioned, where he's not building actually something which is attached, dealing with, he's not interfacing with something which is attached to the ground. He's doing the preparations for that. He's also going back, the Mishabur says, in Sif Aleph, on the case where he's actually interfacing with something which is attached to the ground. If the scenario is that it's not known that it belongs to the Jew, so then it's going to be a mutter. Hayesharim Koyakulu. This Hayesharim is going back on all cases. Okay. Even in a case where it's actually attached to the ground, he's dealing with work on the character. Case with Kablonis is also, because the Marasayan is an average case. We have to assume it's known it belongs to the Jew. But if we are aware that it has not been publicized yet that this is a Jew's property, then also since Kibbalah is a Mikra, then it's Mutter. The only problem is Marasayan. There's no Marasayan. So why does Ramah only wake up and say this here? Why didn't he say it in the previous sif?
What's Sisus?
Hewing the stones. The answer is Mishum de Bivinyan Mamish Ain Motsuset. It's much more common to have this situation when you're dealing with materials that they're not known they belong to the Jew. Whereas the property itself, it's much more common that it is known that it belongs to the Jew. But if you could give me a scenario where it's not known that it belongs to the Jew, it would be Mutter that as well. Okay, Shori. So it's permitted. Now, we have three stages of permitted. So the Shulchan Aruch said you shouldn't do it, and if you did do it, you can't use it in the binyan. So he's saying it's permitted. What's permitted? It's permitted to use a bidi heaven. It's permitted that you don't have to stop him. It's permitted to arrange it. Like, what does permitted mean over here? So the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, Kishenu Tzarech Limchus Be'enu Yehudi Yasim Alata B'Shabbos. You can't tell the guy to work on Shabbos. Because that's even in the case of a Kablonis, if you tell him specifically, do it on Shabbos, it's Aser. And we said even more than that, even in case you don't tell him explicitly to do it on Shabbos, but if you make the arrangements that you're forcing him to do it on Shabbos, that's also the equivalent of telling him to do it on Shabbos, and that's Aser. So the case over here was that you didn't tell him, just he's doing it on his own. So what's the mutter? The mutter is you don't have to stop it. Now, because of the many who the oyster be beisoy, a shear al koponim rochel me abinyan. But this is all talking about not the scenario that's right near where the mechuber lekarka is. It's he's doing it at his place or some other place. Kedeshal yeh min kesh husha yisrael b'chanah. But if he's doing it right near where the binyan is, and the binyan was nikro shem yisrael, let's say, so then by association, people will assume that these are the stones which are being made for the binyan, for the Yisrael, and then you have the Maris Ha'inish. Now, Masha Mekamach, right in the Sirla, on the Dina, Kiyay Shemrim, Hazel, and Yinsisus Avonim, the Akronim do accept this argument, Halacha Lamaisa, like by these type of things of dealing with materials. Vashra the Gamma Machabra, Murder the Zeb, Le Bezet, and furthermore, maybe even the Shulchan Aruch might accept this argument in a case it was not known that it belongs to the Yisrael yet, it'd be mutter. However, even though the Yeshemer is arguing even in a case of Mechuber, Achlin and Mechuber Gufa, but in regards to the actual building of the building itself, even if we'll give you a scenario where it's not known that it belongs to the Jew, you should not be Mekel. The Eshdoch is the Shkain of the name of Shigadim Husha Shalom Yashadu, Kamashi Ksabna Liab, Bisiv Katan Vav. Because there are going to be people which know that it's his, and they don't know the arrangement, and that's enough to create the problem of a Khashad. Okay.
What was the case before? It's just now when you said.
Okay, so let's just maybe just make, before we go to the next step, let's make a recap of what we have so far. So we have two types of work that the guy is working for the Jew. He's working for the Jew, it's what's called a Sechir Yoyim, which he's directly hired working for the Jew, and he's given jobs to do, etc. So that's called he's working for the Jew. That's Mirabon, it's a form of Shlichus for the Jew. The guy is doing the Malach on Shabbos for the Jew. That's awesome. The other option is that you're hiring the goy as bekabalus, kablonus. It means you're contracting the job to him. Now he's working for himself. He has responsibility for the job. And it's type of a work where the Jew is not affected whether he does it on Shabbos or not. Right? As opposed to the case of the Merchitz, where any work, even bekablonus, if the goy would do it on Shabbos, the Jew is getting a direct benefit. So it's called he's doing it for the Jew. But there's no nafkamina to the Jew whether the work is done on Friday, on Shabbos, or Sunday. He doesn't care as long as it's done. And the Jew has not told the non-Jew to do it on Shabbos. So there's no amir lachem telling him to do it on Shabbos. He's not doing it on Shabbos because of the Jew. He's doing it on Shabbos because that's his decision. That's called he's his own decision. He's doing it. So mikra, then that's mutter. But we introduced the Marasayan problem. And we said there's a Marasayan problem, which is the Mechuber Lekarka, there's a Marasayan problem. There's an assumption automatically it's known that it belongs to the Jew, and it's going to be a problem. The only scenario which is going to be permitted by case of Mechuber is if the karka that we're talking about is not known, it's beyond the tchum, and there's no Jew within any he nor any other Jew is possibly to be there on Shabbos. So in that situation, there's no promise, there's no marasayin because there's no Jew which knows about it. Even that, he introduced a Chil Hashem issue and said, the Maisa, by the Goyim, they wouldn't allow these things for their type of, for their Sabbath, so we shouldn't be allowing such things for on our Sabbath. That being said, if there are other considerations, it's not mikra din, so you can override them. That's if it's a mechubar lekarka. It's not a mechubar lekarka. So if it's known that it belongs to the Jew, so it's going to be a problem. There's a Mara Zion issue. If it's not known that it belongs to the Jew, so it's going to be permitted. What about something which is the preparation for mechubar lekarka? That's what we're dealing with over here. So the mechaber said, again, we're going to have a concern that there is a possible concern that it's probably assumed that we know it belongs to the Jew. If it's done near where the site of the binyan, so that itself makes it known that it's for the Jew. If you could give me a case where you know that it's not known that it's the Jews yet, and it's a case of kibbutz, so make sure that it's mutter. There's no maris sign. Even the Shulchan Aruch might agree to that. By mechubar itself, we don't rely on that possibility. Okay. Sif Gimel. Ibano eni Yehudim liyisil, but ba'ayis v'shabes b'yisir. So now, let's say that they did. It was a case of it was kibbutz, so mikra din it's mutter, but it's also because of the marasayin. And now they did it anyway. They ignored the marasayin issue. So what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says nachon lahachmir. So it's appropriate. Shlo yikonsu boy, they should not move into that home. Now, if he built it for the Jew b'schir yoim, that's also mikra din. It's never become a case of the problem is marasayin. It's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. It's appropriate to be machmir, not to use it. Hagam miu im hista im ena yehudi shalasas l'malacha b'shabbos. If the Jew, when he hired the goy, said, "Don't work on Shabbos," and it was part of the contract, was, "I don't want you working on Shabbos." V'ena yuli aso bal karchei lamar l'hashlim elav. So the goy said, "Listen, I want to go move on to my next project. So I know that we made an arrangement like that, but I'm tough luck. I'm going to work." And the Jew was not able to. So here the goy is doing the malach on Shabbos against the tenai that the Jew made with the goy. So Ein Lachish, then he does not have to be concerned about moving in. He's allowed to take advantage of, he's allowed to take and use the property. Okay. Vayin Kalam Siman Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, which over there, that's the same discussion comes up in regards to Chol HaMoed. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Isser. So the Ein Yehudi did it for the Jew, and he did it be Isser. Hainu shayi b'kibarlus b'sechatchum. It was kibarlus. So really, mikra din it's mutter, but it was techatchum, and therefore there was some rak mishum maris ayin. So the problem here is maris ayin. The be'emes adait to the nafsheo, but the truth is that the goy is really working for himself. So then we can say the language of it's appropriate to be mach. But if the scenario was that they actually were hired workers which are working for the Jew, the Medina also over there, it's not just the Marasayan issue, it's Mikra Din, it's a problem. This is Asr Bidiabad, Veloy Nochan Bavad. It's not just a problem of that it's not appropriate, it's Mikra Din, a problem. You can't use it. That's the Magen Avraham's approach over here. That's how the Bach understands in regards to Schir Yoim. Chayodim as well. The Schir Yoim also Medina Binyan Zeshu Milsa the Frehesia. Now, so this is going to be us. Now, he's touching on. There's an issue of called the we asked Hanor from Malacha Shabbos. It's called Maisa Shabbos. So that's when a Jew does the work. We also asked in Shem Shin Chafei Bidi Avid, when a goy does work for the Jew, there's a problem of being benefiting from the Maisa Shabbos. The work that the goy did for the Jew on Shabbos. So the goy turns on the light for a Jew on Shabbos. So the Jew can't use that light to read. So this is the same type of idea. The guy built this building for the Jew on Shabbos, so the Jew can't benefit from it. Now, what will be if Rome wasn't built in a day, the house wasn't built in a day, right? And yes, I mean, part of the work was done on Shabbos, part of it was done on the weekdays, so if you could isolate, you know, that a specific room, which was only that was completely done on Shabbos, so maybe you could argue that should be Osir. But if you can't isolate any specific part of the house, so the overall house was built partially, so what do you do in that situation? The Shabbur does not talk about that.
Couldn't you wait the number of days of Shabbos?
Well, one second. So this halacha that we prohibit you from benefiting from the action which the Goy did you for Shabbos, who does it apply to and how long does it last? So Mishavur says, Loi lo'olam, l'acher mikhlei sheyasu. Come on, misim mishin chavei, sifidal ayin sham. So other individuals besides the person the malacha was done for also cannot benefit from this. But they wait, what's called b'zei sheyasu. So b'zei sheyasu means, let's make the scenario, the guy went and he picked vegetables from the garden for the Jew. Right? So the whole process of going out to the garden and picking the vegetables and coming back, you know, it's an hour, it's a 15-minute drive each way, a 20-minute drive each way, and it takes a few minutes to do it. So the whole thing is an hour. So after Shabbos is over, an hour passes after Shabbos, then it's mutter, because there's nothing also with the vegetables per se. The problem is benefiting from what was done. I'm not benefiting anymore, because I could have done it after Shabbos and got the same result. An hour after Shabbos, I'm back to square one. I could have waited till after Shabbos, had the goy or myself do it, go there at the same time, go back and do it. So at that point, I'm not benefiting from what was done on Shabbos. So once it's b'chlei sheyasu, the time it takes to make this be done, it's permitted. That's for acherim. But the individual himself, in order to make sure that he doesn't ask the guy to do this, so they gave a kenas, and for he himself, it's osur l'olam. You cannot benefit l'olam. Now, but that's only in a case where it's something which is for hesya. Why is that? Because really, theoretically, if the purpose is just the motivation that he shouldn't be motivated to want to tell the goy, but waiting for the sheyasu pretty much removes that motivation, because you're not going to get any use of it anyway. Why should you waste your time being over the veir telling the goy to do it if you can't get any benefit from it anyway? And the time, well, I'll get right away. I'll be available right after Shabbos. No, you can't use it right after Shabbos. But in a case where it's known that a goy did work for a Jew on Shabbos, and the Jew is then using it, so that's going to become publicized. So they're going to work for Jew and Shabbos. So they also answered that. So that's something which is like this type of thing, which is a for hesia. Well, the example later on discusses a case where they dug a kever for the Jew. So everybody's going to know that he's been buried in that kever. So everybody said, "Wow, he's buried." Every time they come, this is the kever where they buried the goyim dug on Shabbos. So that's the type of thing which will be known. So we said we can't let that person who's done for benefit from it. So he will be stuck with this problem. He cannot benefit by a case of skiryom, for he himself is going to be also loyal. Now, but meikir adin again, really, it's a knas. It's not meikir adin that there's, you know, it's not like regular din isur v'heter. It's a knas. So therefore, the Shlomo Kluger says when it comes to the partial house situation where only part was built. So if it's like, you know, regular Issa B'Heter, you say like a bit the Baroi type of concept, you know, the majority of the work is done on the weekdays. So you can't look at any wall. Well, this wall was built on Shabbos. It was partially on Shabbos, partially not on Shabbos. So there'd be a bit the Baroi concept had it been regular Issa B'Heter. But if it's a Kanas, we don't want you benefiting from that which is done on Shabbos, so I'm sorry, you can't use the house. That's the only way we're going to fulfill the Kanas is by saying, see, yield its osur, even when it's mixes. Even when it's only mixes. Ve'ish v'kilim da'af ha'gabe eno osur midina ki'im k'chidei sheyasu v'ayin l'chamom en simen shin chafei sef yudal shom b'mishabur. Some say even in the case of skiryoim, it's not, this is not Asur le'olam. It's only asur b'chdei sheyasu, even though it's a case of rehesya. And that is a discussion which we'll see later on. Shin Chavei is the simon where we deal with all of the bidiyavids of being the henna from the different types of actions the goy could do for the Jew. That's simon Shin Chavei. So we'll learn the halachas of Amir la'akum. That simon, the halachas of the Isser of Amira will be dealt with earlier. The Isser of the benefiting from the Amira is simon Shin Chavei. So he says, so hold your breath till then, and we'll be able to clarify all the details over there. Let's see what time it is. Let's hold it here. So holding Mishabura, Sifkat and Chaf.